The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And with that, we turn the video camera on. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you joining us live, we are streaming live on WKDW FM 97.5 in Northport, Florida, the second fastest growing city in the United States. Believe it or not. Wonderful to be here. Of course, we got to discuss what's going on at the Power Mall, because this is how we stay on the radio. And many of you have been finding out about Sugar to Fiber. That's S-U-G, capital R, the number 2, and F-I-B-R, sugar to fiber. These are 60 capsules that are 500 milligrams each. And the reports on what these do, because we can't give you medical advice. If you're diabetic, you want to bring down your blood sugar, you need to be taking these. And when you give a valid email address when ordering your two bottles, which you should get, try two of them. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, believe it or not, if you don't like it. But here's the thing. You're going to like it. I mean, we had one person using it that had a blood sugar level of 270, and within very short period of time of using the product, and this is all natural, 270 down to 150 in blood sugar level. So you may want to consider that. You get two free ebooks, What is Glucose and How Can I Control It? And The Power of Enzymes for Good Health. So when the Power Mall opens, of course you can go online and order at any time, but if you want to call 877-817-9829 and talk to Jay or Linda, whichever the case may be, you can order that directly. And we're going to hook you up when you give us an email address to receive those ebooks absolutely free. It's all about information, folks, all about solutions. We've also got good health naturally closeout products like SAMe Plus, the Daily Immune Protection 90 count capsule, and the Joint and Skin Matrix 120 capsule. And we're offering 50% off Sagan Journey water bottles, both in blue and orchid. I think we're going to be ordering a couple of those, by the way. They come with a filter. And if you need a replacement filter, we have those too. Anyway, they're 50% off, and there's a very limited stock left. We're trying to close those out to make room for other great stuff. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, still on the shelf at $53 sale price, but we're going to be ending it at the end of the month. So that means February 28th, because it's not leap year, they're going away. They're normally $70.90. It's two boxes of silver lozenges, bottle of vitamin C and a bottle of vitamin D. And of course, you know, we always have the OptiVita vitamin D for those of you watching the screen. And of course, then this is what the box of silver lozenges come in. Of course, I tear the top off because I'm into them. Yeah, you wonder how we're staying so healthy here and why we look good on camera? Well, it's because of the fact that we take supplements and we take care of ourselves. That's why we care. And, of course, we also appreciate the fact that you can add the 24 part per million silver gel, which is what I have right here. This is great for topical burns and stuff. Or the OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle. And, of course, those of you who have been making regular donations to keep the Power Hour on the air, thank you so much. Those of you who want to make donations can go to the Power Hour.com and click the Support Us tab. You can mail us a check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or call Jay at the Power Mall. Make a donation that way. You can also donate by shopping. Here's the benefits of being a Power Hour listener. Because you get to go to our website at thepowerhour.com, for those of you who have internet, because I know many of you don't, and I know you're all of us, I don't have internet. Okay. You can call. It's all right. We have a partners tab, and when you click it, you'll see Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils, just to name a few. These are folks we've teamed up with to where you purchase stuff through the Power Hour. We get a cut. That's what keeps us on the air. There's another thing about WKDW 97.5 FM down in Southwest Florida there in Northport. They are a community FM station. They also have a donation button on their website at kdwradio.com. For those of you who want to donate to community radio, they produce more programming than any other community radio station in the state. Believe it or not. The content is huge. I also do another show down there called City Spotlight Special Edition. Airs every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. But the thing is that, you know, understand I'm also on the board of directors for the radio station. So it's one of the reasons why, you know, we've been like, come on, guys, you got to get with us, huh? Okay. Well, yeah, we just to let you know, we appreciate everything that RJ Malloy and the rest of the station, Joe and everyone else down there is doing. Yep, we appreciate that. Kevin Stockland, hopefully we're going to get him on. He's with the Epic Times. He's got a documentary called The Shadow State. He's going to be weighing in on corporate strength and whether that could play a part in government partnerships, you know, because this is what they do. And see, the one thing that the corporates don't understand, the same thing that's happening in Mexico could happen to them. In other words, the government could come in when they decide they want to just put the hammer down and completely take over. They might just turn around and nationalize all those corporations and say, yep, they're now part of the state. And you see, in world news, which we're going to get into here, Elon Musk told an audience of government representatives at Dubai's World Government Summit that Earth should avoid too much of a single world government in order to avoid creating a civilizational risk. He says, if you look at the rise and fall of civilizations throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because they've been given all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances, according to Musk, using the fall of Rome while Islam was rising as an example of a situation which resulted in the preservation of knowledge and scientific advancements. Well, yeah, but then he also turned around and said a single world government and AI could doom humanity. He's actually calling artificial intelligence one of the biggest risks facing human civilization. He says, I know this is the World Government Summit, but, yeah, can't have this civilizational risk by having, frankly, this might sound a bit odd, too much cooperation between governments. Okay. Elon, you're just, you know, you're shaking it up over there. Taiwan, by the way, has found a crashed weather balloon on one of its remote islands, which it says is likely Chinese. Yeah, the sphere is about a meter in diameter with an instrument box marked with simplified Chinese characters, which are used in China but not Taiwan, and the wording Taiwan Radio Number 1 Factory Company Limited, a GTS-13 digital datmospheric sounding instrument and meteorological instrument, according to the Army. Taiwan is a major city in northern China. And, of course, Reuters, well, I don't know, got to wonder about that. If it's Reuters telling you the story, they said they weren't immediately able to locate contacts for the factory. Well, maybe the factory's closed. And because of the fact that it's Reuters, now they're one of the mainstream media, folks. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is meeting Northern Ireland's political parties amid speculation a deal on the Northern Ireland Protocol could soon be struck. You see, Northern Ireland has been living off the teat of Britain for quite a while. Sinn Féin, of course, their president, Mary Lou McDonald, said she believed very significant progress has been made as far as post-Brexit trading arrangements. See, in the IRA and Sinn Féin, they want Northern Ireland to come back into the Republic. But see, here's the thing. When Britain did Brexit, like Texas wants to do Texit, when Britain did Brexit, Northern Ireland went with them. And so, you know, they're still trading in pounds sterling. When you go over there, you have to have pounds and pence and all that other good stuff. I've been there. Belfast is absolutely beautiful. Contrary to what you may hear, went there twice. And if you ever get a chance to take the black taxi tour when you're over there, if you go and you can get there safely without getting the jab, have fun. It's a great experience. Wouldn't trade it for the world. The Senate has formally condemned the invasion of the U.S. by a Chinese spy balloon. Here we go again with the balloonery, which is just the same as buffoonery if you're in D.C. TGIF, you know, the government is, put your own F word in there. I know many of you already did. You substituted that already when I said TGIF. Because you've been listening to the show, you know long enough that, you know, when you get a government that's not transparent, that you can't trust, and you wonder just exactly how many pedophiles there are serving in Congress or the White House. Yeah, I just have to talk about Joe's, little thing with Ashley in the shower. Yeah. Yeah, that diary says tell all. Gotta wonder why Jill is still there. Yeah, Dr. Jill knows power when she sees it. That's what it's all about. The Chinese spy maneuver, that balloon had maneuvering capability, had similarities to the Google balloon, Project Loon, which utilized AI analytics in its operations, according to Colonel retired John Mills, an author and former director of cybersecurity policy strategy and international affairs at the DOD. He said, what's very interesting is in 2012, he says, I was at Google. Google briefed me on Project Loon, their balloon project. Called it Loon, did they? All right. They use their advanced AI and analytics to raise and lower the balloon, and they could maintain the position of a balloon by raising and lowering it. And they could also maneuver it. So if we're to believe what China said about, oh, it just drifted off course. Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, Joe denies that China owns him. He responded to questions about being compromised by his family's business deals in China. And instead of saying, come on, man, he changed it up and went, give me a break, man. Nothing original. Give him a break. I'd be pounding on him day and night, man. I'd be dogging him up and down the hallowed halls of wherever it is he roams when he can find his way to the West Wing. Yeah, he says that creating a team to develop rules of engagement to govern how the nation responds to unidentified aerial phenomena in U.S. airspace. The announcement comes 12 days after that Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of South Carolina with a $400,000 Sidewinder missile. Somebody came up with the idea. Why don't you just use a dart? Could have flown up there in another balloon and just used a crossbow, right? Sent another balloon up with a crossbow and just shot a hole in the balloon. In fact, somebody even came up with a better idea than that. Just look, why don't you just shoot a laser? Put a laser through it and shoot it. Put a hole in it and let the air out of it gradually, and it'll just float down. Could have done that over Earth. It probably would have landed in a field. Nobody would have been the wiser. Nah, they didn't want to do that. They wanted to let that balloon traverse all the way across the United States taking pictures. And, of course, they're not going to tell you that. In fact, with all this gobbledygook being shot out of the sky, an Illinois-based hobbyist club is concerned one of their small globe-trotting balloons was recently declared missing in action. Could have been shot down to the Air Force with one of those expensive $400,000 Sidewinder missiles, which we the people have to pay for. Although the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, well, there's a name for you, is not yet pointing fingers at the feds. The group's got reason to believe its Pico balloon may have been one of the three mystery objects shot down by Air Force fighters last week. Wow. Falling tail issue grounds an entire fleet of Air Force tankers. Yeah, you know those KC-135 tankers? Well, there's hundreds of them that have been, they're sitting on the tarmac now over concerns a critical flaw could lead to their tails becoming separated from the fuselage in mid-flight. Inspections have revealed 24 aircraft so far have been found to be affected by the fault. Wow, there's your tax dollars. But yet all these Congress people made money investing in what? Defense contractors. And see, the more we go to war and the more they try to bleed more money out of our treasury we don't have. In other words, these are the commie pigs in Washington writing checks their body can't cash. Everybody knows it. Come on. It's the old rope-a-dope. They say one thing. Here's Sugar Ray Leonard, for those of you watching the video. They punch you with the other one while they're sitting there doing what we call the rope-a-dope, right? Draw you away with one thing or another while they perform their little PSYOPs experiments on you. People are going, what's he talking about? PSYOPs is a military term, because I'm ex-military. PSYOPs is a term for psychological operations. And you wonder, you know, I got to go back to that conversation I had with one of our listeners who said, why isn't it that more people don't get together and have rallies? Well, because PSYOPs worked. PSYOPs scared the hell out of everybody. Minister gets in Tampa, Florida, gets thrown in jail for holding church services during the lockdown. You can't do that. The governor said, I don't care. Might does not make right. You know, this is the thing. If Americans don't start growing a pair, and see, half of these governors out there, including Governor Mike DeWine, who's sitting there whining about no FEMA assistance for East Palestine residents. Yep, you know, the toxic train derailment we were heavy into conversation about on yesterday's show. Chemical spill, controlled burn, controlled my ass, controlled burn. Hey, you know, you want to ban carbon dioxide that plants need to live on so they can emit oxygen? You people are idiots up there. That 10 square mile area, who now they all claim that we, the people, can't come into, because if we do, then we must be terrorists and extremists and deplorables. You people are screwed up in the head. You don't deserve to be in office if that's the way you think. We the people own you and that building you sit in. Doesn't matter which one. If it's in that 10 square mile area, you know, but here's the thing. It's its own ink. Yep. 1871. Go back in the history books. Yeah, the banks. That's why they protect the banks. That's why they're going to try to get away with doing CBDCs. Central Bank Digital Currency. They're going to try to move us into a cashless society. And you think that's not possible? That's why you need to get out your Federal Reserve notes and start counting them. You know, and a Federal Reserve note, you got to understand something. For those of you who need an education out there, what is a note? It's a promise to pay. Note is evidence of what? Equity or debt? Which is it? Come on, out with it. Is it equity or debt? I have a dollar bill in my hand. Do I have equity or do I have debt? What is it evidence of? If you said equity, you're wrong. It's evidence of debt. That's what a note is. A note's a promise to pay. It creates a debt. Creates a ledger sheet on the bank's books. Banks are supposed to loan money, not credit. But do they loan credit all the time? They just pull it out of thin air. For those of you who don't understand that, remember the famous Credit River case with attorney Jerome Daly, who was disbarred? Remember that, where the jury ruled that he was entitled to a free house because of the fact that the bank loaned him credit, not money? Since they couldn't loan him anything of any consequence, he ended up getting his house free. And mysteriously, 6 months after that court trial, the judge died of poisoning. Richard in New York, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Good, Dave. Hey, I got a question about the, you know, these balloons.
Yeah.
Or whatever they are.
How come nobody remembers? Party balloons.
Dave, seems like nobody seems to remember when our space shuttle got blown out of the sky and parts went from California to Texas. And what about the aircraft that was shot down over Russian territory with our pilots in them? How come nobody's talking about that, remembering that? It's all about balloons and, you know, weather, you know, they're not spy balloons. They're all about the weather. Unmanned, so it's okay.
Yeah. No, it's the rope-a-dope, Richard. We know it. It's nothing but a distraction. It's a weapon of mass distraction. As long as we can get people to remember, the only history they probably remember is, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. You know, see, now it's a weather balloon. You know, everything is a weather balloon now. See, and all these people out there in La La Land, half the United States of America doesn't get what you get, Richard. You completely understand what's going on. And they want to wipe out history, so you can't be talking about stuff you're talking about right now, right?
Well, I think everybody should remember, because it was our tax dollars and our pilots and our astronauts and they all and volunteers. I mean, so many people have lost their lives over other countries wanting to shoot us down out of the sky. So what's the problem with a big balloon?
Yeah. Well, the problem with the big balloon is our government not paying attention, or if they were paying attention, they let China get away with it. If in fact, see, yesterday we were even positing, and I don't know, I want to get your take on this as long as you're on the line. Somebody posited yesterday, I think it was Bill in Illinois, maybe? I don't know. Posited yesterday that it might have been the United States shooting down its own balloon and saying it was from Red China. You know, we don't know, you know, see, because we weren't there. We weren't the ones that pulled the trigger, pushed the button on that $400,000 Sidewinder missile, waste of tax dollars, shooting something out of the sky. And it's really funny how they did it over the ocean. Do you remember Hunt for Red October? Well, of course, you know, as you know, it's going to be some time before we get to the wreckage, because of the depth of the wreckage. It will have to come up with the technology to be able to find out what happened to your submarine. Remember that? You see, they blow it up over the ocean. Well, they're trying to find bits and pieces of it. And the more they find, see, this is the gobbledygook. This is the joke that is our government. Anybody would have been paying attention to that thing when it came over Alaska would have done something about it. But no, they don't want to do that. They want it to fly, you know, and you can't say that the Biden administration isn't bought off by China. See, the Democrats, this is a real problem, and I don't want to be partisan here over the whole thing. But, you know, they seem to love socialism to the point where they just wanted to envelop America. They want everybody to be living off the government teat, and it's impossible. We don't have the resources to do that. I mean, here's the thing. Now they want to open up a Kmart in Chicago to house some 700 illegal immigrants. They don't have a place to put them. Yet they want to call themselves a sanctuary city. They want to be all things to all people, and they can't be. And they can't use their tax dollars to keep funding this stuff. The money's going to run out. The checkbook's going to dry up. Not going to be anything there. I mean, of course, our government never runs out of checks. You know that. So, you know, I'm just kind of like looking at all of this stuff and going, man, it's all psyops. We're all being played here. What do you think?
Well, I think as far as that balloon being shot down over the ocean, or us sending up our own balloons and shooting them down, I don't know about that, but I do know that when Russian submarine, the Kursk, I think it was, split in half, supposedly, just, you know, for some reason, and there was 10 nuclear warheads in the hull of that thing. Who was it that went down there and got that for the Russians? It was the United States that went and got that, retrieved that sub and those missiles. And what about when the nuclear power plant in Russia that's over in the Ukraine right now that got put into a lead cask when it exploded, and countries all the way around it was contaminated? They couldn't even grow gardens or live near it. And who put that lead cask over that plant? It was the United States tax dollars that did all that. And the rest of the world, when, you know, they don't remember this stuff, but I do.
Well, of course. You're not the only one, Richard. Trust me. For everybody that has that thought process going on, for every one person, there's 10,000 others in the United States of America that have that very same thought process going on. That's what the statistics show. There's 10,000 other people, Richard, that agree with everything you just said, and we appreciate your phone call. The Ohio governor, again, is whining. You know, I guess he's done playing with himself. So now he's, you know, whining that FEMA is not there to assist his. What do you think? You're a Republican governor. East Palestine is mostly Republican voters. And I know they're all saying, now that's not fair, Dave. You can't say stuff like that. It wasn't that they're not doing. Hey, you know what? If you're experiencing headaches, skin rashes, a sore throat, and you're vomiting, and you've got other things going on, neuralgias, I mean, if you've got all these things going on, and then you find out that, you know, East Palestine isn't eligible for disaster assistance. FEMA said the derailment and subsequent chemical spill and controlled burn that sent toxic chemicals into the air don't qualify as a traditional disaster, such as a tornado or hurricane. Oh, it's okay if people can't grow vegetables on their property anymore. Yeah, they don't care. It contributes to the food shortage. And maybe people will stop dropping dead. We don't know yet. But, hey, for the EPA and a private contractor to be going door to door trying to get people to sign, and we know this was true because people came forward and said so in the media, that they were trying to get them to sign waivers so that they wouldn't sue Norfolk Southern or the government. This is what it's all about, damage control. This is why every county has a risk manager, folks. So does the state. Risk managers are there when you can't get solutions any other way. Remember that. Put that in long term. And, of course, another train operated by Norfolk Southern has derailed in Van Buren Township, Michigan, near Huron River Drive. So far as we know, no hazardous materials were spilled at the crash. Norfolk Southern told reporters no injuries either. The tracks were damaged while the wheels became disconnected from the cars. Oh, isn't that wonderful? This is what happens when it's all about corporate money, all about profit. John Whitehead, who we've had on from the Rutherford Institute on this show, has got a new article out called Don't Bow Down to a Dictatorial Government. Of course, they want us to. Yes, yeah, salami, salami, bologna. Remember the cartoons? Yeah, that's what it is. DC is one big cartoon. It's begging to be made fun of. So we got a great article there. John, would they call him Fetterman, but, you know.
It's alive.
Yeah, he just checked himself into a hospital for clinical depression. Gee, John, maybe you should go to Canada. You know, when you're depressed up there, you know what they do? They put you to sleep for good. By the way, hey, guess what? An armed driver shot and killed an alleged St. Louis carjacker. Gee, I wonder if they're going to arrest him for that. I wonder if Kim Gardner's going to prosecute him for self-defense. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls here on the Power Hour. After the break, stay with us.
Our mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And good morning once again, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday. My goodness, TGIF. You got to love that. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, it's the 17th day of February 2023, and we're still alive. Our government hasn't gotten us blown off the face of the earth with their stinking foreign policy. I'm going to move on to health. And of course, anybody wants to chime in, our phone lines are always open. You know that. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from some of you that are listening to us live from WKDW-FM in Northport, Florida. If you're listening to the show, let me know. Bill, in Illinois, how are you? You're calling back in. You must have heard me mention your name.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, I was going to go back to the last segment a little bit here. It's funny how this balloon thing started coming out at the time when the fingers were pointing at the United States for blowing up that pipeline
from Russia to Germany, and it's always
a distraction to keep you from the truth. And people have been talking about that. I've been hearing it from people, you know.
I know it. Hey, you know what? It's funny, but see, people don't think I listen to what they say. They think I'm just running a talk show just to be flapping my gums. But I actually, see, I even mentioned your name because I remember the conversation we had. My memory serves me very correctly. And so, you know, when you call up and you mention these possibilities, I'm like, hey, you know, this guy's got a point. People want to call up the show like Bill, and you want to convince me, you know, bring the data and convince me I might be totally off point. I might be saying what I'm saying just to get you to call up and yell at me. Of course, we hope you don't do that. But the beauty of it is you get, we have freedom of speech. And you get to call up and let us know what's on your mind. And we appreciate you, Bill.
Well, the thing about it is you guys got the best show out there. I'm telling you, because of that fact. And the problem is that a lot of these conservative radio channels on regular, like AM and stuff, there's they give you like 80% truth, 20% not truth. You know what I mean? And that was the way that they did things during the war. Just give so much non-truth in with the truth so the people can believe it. But you guys are right on it. And that guest you had yesterday was very, very good. I really earned my respect. And,
yeah, William Shelby, yep. So. Well, I appreciate you, Bill. Thank you.
Take care. Right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. God bless you. We appreciate that. You see, folks, this is how it works. You pick up the phone, you call 844-769-2944, and we have a conversation. It's just between you and me. I know you have millions of people out there that have the ability to listen to the program. We have hundreds of thousands that are listening to the show live, or it's the trickle-down effect. Rents Radio has us on, and we appreciate all of you over there, Jeff Rents and company, for keeping us there. And, of course, we're on AM, FM, and shortwave at 7.490. There's a lot of people everywhere. We even have it in Paris, France, listening to the show. Of course, I hope they don't, you know, parlez-vous français? I hope they parlez-vous anglais. Yeah, you speak English over there, too. That's how they understand what's going on here. So everybody wants to know what's going on in other parts of the world, as well as here, because if something negative is happening there, what's to make you think that it might not happen here? Why wouldn't you think that that possibility would exist? If you have the WEF and Klaus Schwab with the Schwab kebab, you have people like that out there, and they want to let them eat bugs. They're useless. Useless people eat bugs. We give them drugs. We give them video games, and they eat bugs because they are useless eaters. See, that's the way they think. Meanwhile, we're trying to keep ourselves healthy. February, by the way, I don't know if you knew that or not, was Heart Health Month. Did you know? I just reminded you. It's not just Valentine's Day. Oh, Minnie Me likes chocolate. Scotty, don't. Yeah. Saw that movie, right? Anybody believe Scotty does, baby? All right. So here we go. The CDC. Yeah, here you go. CDC again, opening its mouth. According to the CDC. And we're supposed to believe that? Yeah. Stay 6 feet apart. Take the jab. Yeah. Now they're saying one in every four deaths in the U.S. is due to a heart disease. Duh. I wonder why that is.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Yeah, except I got a jab. And people are dropping dead of it. There you go. Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death for both men and women. And see, DeMar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills, they gave him an opportunity to say, how come you had a heart attack on the field? Oh, I can't talk about that. Well, why is that? Because you just got the jab, didn't you? Here again, I mean, you know, you got the NFL Players Association now telling the teams, you better be checking your athletes' hearts out to make sure that they're okay. Everybody was forced to get the jab in the NFL, so, you know, those who didn't want to take the jab and those who admitted, like Aaron Rodgers, they were taking ivermectin and fell on everybody's proverbial caca list. You know, see, this is the thing, and it's the government that's responsible for this. How do I know that? Because openly they've admitted, Deborah Birx admitted it. You know, the scarf lady? The doctor that was in the Trump administration telling everybody to stay 6 feet apart and stay locked down in 15 days to stop the spread, it was all a big lie. And people don't want to believe it. Oh, no, why would the government lie to us? They want you dead, you idiot. Understand what I'm saying. They want you dead. And I'm talking to you people out there that were stupid enough to be in that long line I saw on Rampart Boulevard in Port Charlotte, Florida, lined up at the damn golf course, and you're all getting the jab. And then they got ambulance. Didn't anybody... Wasn't there even a clue that when you got all those ambulances parked at the other end and you had to sit there and wait for a half an hour, something might go wrong? Did that not once occur to you? That was like that Leslie Nielsen movie, you know, where the building's blowing up and he's like, I'll pay no attention to that. No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, right. You know, see, all the people that listen to this show are awake, not woke. And if you're woke, I invite you to call. I've had conversations with Dr. Naomi Wolf. She's a constitutionalist and a journalist, but she's a diehard Democrat, and I still love her mind. I still love the way she works. You know, her photos don't do her justice. She's a beautiful lady, and she's got a mind. She's got a constitutional brain, and she's a journalist, and that's why I had her on the show. You know, I can sit here and talk to Democrats all day as long as you're willing to engage in conversation. It's the dichotomy, folks. It's the ability to have a conversation, not sit there and cuss each other and call each other, you know, names. It's the whole idea about achieving solutions. And you can't do that when you got the finger pointing And see, leadership by example, and when you've got a not-so-transparent government that's not serving the needs of we the people, oh no, it's the other way around. That's not what we put these people in office for, folks. But here we've got all these people, 647,000 people each year dying of heart disease. You know, maybe you should make some lifestyle changes. We've got an article on that in our email blast that you'd be getting if you subscribe to it at thepowerhour.com. Avoiding tobacco? Drink alcohol in moderation?
Okay, I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah? Be active. How about some exercise? Wouldn't that be good? Exercise. Maintain a healthy weight. This is why we have that new OptiVita product out, sugar to fiber. Eat a nutritious diet. Yeah, sorry, you got to do away with the Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Well, what about the Ding Dongs?
Yeah, right. Got to dump the junk food, folks. Heart-healthy diet.
Yes. Yes, I'll have the goat cheese and peppers, please.
Yeah, enjoy your egg whites. Remember that from Bourne? Yeah. Gotta love it. And, of course, control your risk factors. Now, here's the thing. They want you to get physical examinations or checkups once a year. You can forget that. Don't you think you know your own body? I have not been for my wellness checkup this year. Have not. Not. I don't trust them anymore. Very difficult. I can't trust doctors like I can't trust politicians. And now they want to report you. If you haven't taken the jab, they have a code that they give you so the government knows you're not vaccinated. Well, it really makes you want to go, you know, are we talking HIPAA violation here? Oh, not when the government's involved. No, they put it in the MIB and the Medical Information Bureau, and boom, the government's got access. Isn't that wonderful? Bill, are you still holding? Did we lose Bill? All right. Well, Bill, you can call back. It's all right. You know the lines are always open. 844-769-2944. Dave in New York, we go to you. How are you, sir?
WKEW, Florida.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. WKEW. We're talking about Buffalo, New York here? My hometown?
KDW.
Oh, KDW. Yes, KDW Radio in Florida. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. KDW Radio. That's the old WKBW. Yeah, that was Dick Biondi when he was on there in Buffalo. Dick Biondi was one of the great DJs of our time. But anyway, so it's so much for useless trivia, right?
Yeah, and I have an observation or a question for people down at KEW and anybody else that may have noticed anything. A friend of mine, you know, lives down in the Sarasota area in the wintertime. And he has a guy that helps him with his yard work, you know. And the guy has diabetes, but he's had it under control. Now his legs have swollen up and they're actually oozing fluid out of them.
Ow.
And my friend, his knee is all swollen up and he can't use it. You know what I mean? And I'm just wondering if anything's going on down there, anybody else has noticed, where body parts start inflating, if you will, or you know what I mean? Because
Dave, you got to ask yourself that other question. Did you guys get the jab? Is that might be what's causing it? Is it an adverse event or is something wrong with your diet? Or, I mean, is the guy overweight?
My friend, and I doubt the guy that helps him with the lawn did, but I'm not sure on that, but he didn't. Uh-huh. But his daughter did, and I know somebody else that has, you know, one of their friends is in the military, and he only has 3 years to go. You know, he got it when he was 18, so, you know, and he got to, you know, with the military, he'd take them every year out, so he took them, and then this other person was around him, and I would assume shedding or whatever, you know, happened. And he says he can't get the taste of burnt hair out of his mouth.
Oh, gosh.
And that, yeah. So, you know, yeah. And
I'm letting you finish your thought process there, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I put the, the combustible part in there because we're deplorable, disposable, combustible, compostable. In New York State, you could turn into compost. I don't remember what you had wrong with it when they plant you out there, grind you up, and put you in the field to grow a tree or something.
Yeah, there you go. Soylent Green. Ball. I know it. Yeah. Craziness of it all, isn't it? How we're just nothing but a statistic in this world, but everybody understands just how human they are and that we're all supposed to walk in love. We're all supposed to coexist together peacefully, but that's not what's happening for obvious reasons.
You know, a lot of our military weaponry has a best buy date on it, and it's starting to go out of, they've got to use it, you know, whether it's a creative situation. I can't remember one of those things was, Obama or Clinton blew up an aspirin factory someplace, you know what I mean? And they, whatever, that costs a lot of money to do that. It was supposed to be a drug manufacturing place, but it was a place that made aspirins. But they blew the building up and said it was a drug center. But those weapons were about to go out of date. You use them or lose them.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to make more of them, okay? And, when you see the infrastructure of a trillion dollars into the infrastructure, you know, and you got Buttigieg, you know, and he, I think from Hershey up to wherever he lives up north, you know, he built the Hershey Highway, you know, but he can't get the infrastructure going back into the, really, this money is just going down a rat hole someplace, and he's got his head in their pockets. And
once this stuff happens, you cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube.
And now that Germany's McDonald's or whatever is going to start serving, you know, the plant-based meat and all that stuff. You know, that was,
you believe the bugs.
That was part of Gates' stuff there, okay, beyond meat. He ran in. And there's some things that were discovered, and it sounds kind of, if you look at the dates on these, and they're basically all the same thing. In fact, you mentioned France, and it's francium, and it's a
one of the elements in the chart. Yep.
Yeah, radioactive transuranium element that does not occur naturally, and it, the same thing. There's californium, and that's the capital C, small f, and again, the same thing. And then there's americium, and it's the same thing. Now, these things go back to, and basically it's all the same properties, radioactive transuranium element, but they all, you know, come up with the same thing where it does not occur naturally. And the one in France started in 1939. Think about it. Where were we with the atom bombs and stuff at this point in time, you know?
Yeah,
but now, you know what I mean?
It's amazing how technology works, isn't it?
That we never know about.
Yeah, amazing how that works. I got other callers hanging on the line here. Apparently, we've got everybody's curiosity up these days, or they want to engage. I love it. Thanks, Dave in New York. Appreciate it. Tim in Michigan, you're on. Go for it.
Hey, when Sweet Polly's in trouble, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away I go.
I love it. Oh, thank you so much. I got this. Not bird, nor plane, nor tree, nor frog.
Artificial intelligence might stand for something like alien intelligence. Don't forget that. Don't think that our great minds aren't being influenced. And one of the great minds, Dr. John Haglin, a physicist in the unified field, he was claiming that if you give him a budget, I believe it was roughly $500,000, he could pay people to meditate and bring peace to the United States. And my whole point of bringing that up is it's just like the power of prayer. The scientists and the smart people of the world get it, and they're keeping it from us. We are so powerful with our mind, and they're keeping this from the people how powerful we are. So they dumb us down, they shut us up, and they get rid of the churches because a collective mind is even more powerful. And if you listen to David Haglin, he explains like why it would only take a few handfuls of people around the United States meditating. Pay them to do it, he said. Yeah, absolutely. It's your living. You go in and you meditate, and you could bring peace to the United States. Nobody would even think about bombing us. Nobody, it wouldn't come into their mind, because this is how the world can work. And Jesus, when he was on the earth, told us we could move mountains. So we know it's true. And this is the information that they're keeping from us that keeps us healthy. And it's really what it boils down to.
Yep. Well, see, here's the thing. One of the reasons they want to shut down the church, and one of the reasons why the IRS created these Internal Revenue Codes, why all that was created, is to stop the church and the churches from preaching against the government. You know, people seem to forget what history has shown us. The Virginia Regiment in the Revolutionary War, guess where that started up? In a church. And their leader was the pastor. So you got to understand, when people are coming together and they're worshiping God and they're not worshiping Satan and they're at peace with each other, oh, well, government, we can't have that. Oh, my God, people actually might think of something. They might actually turn on us as a result. They want to worship their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They don't want to worship Satan, the god of this world. I mean, everybody knows we're in a spiritual battle, Tim. They just know it. It's just one of those things that...
I encourage people, when you're in the supermarket, you're in the store around people, just simply point up and go, wow, those are weird clouds up there. How do the planes do that? Leave it at that. Because once you set something in motion, it I'm telling you, it works. Just a
it
comment.
Does. I know it.
It can work, because this is how the world was set up to work.
It is. Thank you for your call, Tim. Appreciate it. Now my favorite farm girl in Indiana. Darlene, how are you?
Really good, but I want to give a big amen to Tim, because he's right on.
Yeah, he is.
Right on, with the frequency.
That's why I love this
everything.
Conversation. I love this conversation. This is great. I love it when you people chime in. I love it. You guys are great. God bless you. What's going on in your world?
Well, it used to be, before we had glyphosate, the heart disease was the white flower disease, because they cracked the wheat, they took the germ out, and then they made dead flour, which stays on the shelf forever. And that is really where we lost our heart protection. And then there's a way to make bread, so you get the phytate out and all that stuff. The other thing is, the Medicare gods have been after me.
Oh, no.
On the phone, And I don't have caller ID, because I don't want to create unemployment for someone who wants to be a called person.
What
a few times I do answer, because usually I just let it ring this week and probably the next, I don't know how many months this realignment is for them, for me, because I don't want to be involved. I say, healthcare will kill you today. Goodbye.
I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. This is great. I don't know. I'm not the only one coming up with a humorous thought process this morning, darling.
And I feel sorry for them, because they got a lousy job. You can tell by their voice they're not enthused,
Yeah.
And the other thing is, there's a book called The Committee of 300 by John Coleman, third edition.
Yeah.
I heard Alex Jones say something about page 164 on one he got on Amazon. Well, it doesn't match at all the 164 that I have.
Ah,
so
ooh,
I would be wary of that book, because that to me
John
is a dangerous
Coleman.
Book.
Yeah.
You
well,
reread
you know,
that, because I read it in the 90s, and forgot a lot, and you go, this is everything that's happening today.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you think about Behold a Pale Horse? Have you read that one by William Cooper?
I will listen to Cooper. Was my first shortwave guy.
Uh-huh.
Some young man turned me on to it, and he taught us a lot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was something else, ex-military. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I've got the book.
Yeah,
I've read it.
And then all the symbolism and all the pagan god stuff. I mean, you could really peck it out. The other thing is, supposedly the co-owner of the Sabres and Buffalo Bills, which is some gal, I can't remember her name, she had a heart attack one day after the jab.
Ooh,
so
nobody's talking about it. Thanks for the heads up on that one.
I just got to wonder if somebody else wants the Sabres and the Bills.
He makes you, does make you wonder, doesn't it? You know, here, take the jab. It's safe and effective.
She's supposed to be phenomenal, and her children are phenomenal. I mean, you know, they're all good people. But, I heard that from my gossip lines up in the Buffalo area.
Oh, well, that's my hometown.
From somebody that goes to a chiropractor that knows, you know.
Ah, there you go. I heard it from someone who heard it from someone, but at least they didn't hear it at the beauty.
Yeah.
At least they didn't hear it at the beauty parlor.
Hearsay. That's what
All
it
right,
is,
darling.
Hearsay.
God bless you. I hope you're having a good weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk in a bit. We are at the break right now. 5 minutes until the hour of 8 a.m. Central here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back with more news, commentary, your calls after the break. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.